It's time. 31 days, 31 podcasts. 31 days, 31 podcasts. Prepare yourself for helpful snowman Halloween.
Everybody. So as promised, of course, I'm not going to make you wait forever for, you know, Nazi talk. But today we're going to talk about a specific item called Die Glocke, which is German for the bell. So this is supposedly a top secret Nazi scientific technological device, secret weapon. It's described by a Polish journalist and author, Igor Witkowski, and it was later popularized by military journalist and author Nick Cook, as well as by a bunch of other jerk-offs, and people who associate it with Nazi occultism and anti-gravity or free energy research. It's become a popular subject of speculation, and a following similar to science fiction fandom exists around it and other alleged Nazi miracle weapons, or Wunderwaffen. Mainstream reviewers such as former aerospace scientist David Mura expressed skepticism that such a device existed. Oh, yeah. Real scientists are like, I don't know if this exists. And it's like, oh, well, thanks. Good one. Let's see, the history. Discussion of Die Glocke originated in the works of Igor Witkowski. His 2000 Polish-language book, Prawda o Wunderwaffe, The Truth About the Wonder Weapon, reprinted in German, and blah, blah, refers to it as the Nazi bell. Witkowski wrote that he first discovered the existence of Die Glocke by reading transcripts from an interrogation of former Nazi SS officer Jakob Sporenberg. According to Witkowski, he was shown the allegedly classified transcripts in August 1997 by an unnamed Polish intelligence contact who said he had access to Polish government documents regarding Nazi secret weapons. So I saw it from a secret guy who had a secret thing that was a secret. Witkowski maintains that he was only allowed to transcribe the documents and was not allowed to make any copies. This sounds suspiciously like Joseph Smith's whole golden plates in the desert thing. Although no evidence of the veracity of Witkowski's statements has been produced, they reached a wider audience when they were retold by British author Nick Cook, who added his own views to Witkowski's statements in The Hunt for Zero Point. Author Jason Colavito wrote that Witkowski's claims were recycled from 1960s rumors of Nazi occult science first published in Morning of the Magicians, and describes Die Glocke as a device few outside of fringe culture think actually existed. In short, it looks to be a hoax, or at least a wild exaggeration. Or is that what they want us to think? Allegedly an experiment carried out by the Third Reich scientists working for the SS in a German facility known as Der Riese, the Giant, near the Wenzlis mine and close to the Czech border, Die Glocke is described as being a device made out of a hard, heavy metal, approximately 9 feet wide and 12 to 15 feet high, having a shape similar to that of a large bell. According to an interview of Witkowski by Cook, this device ostensibly contained two counter-rotating cylinders, which would be filled with a mercury-like substance, violet in color. This metallic liquid was codenamed Zerum 525 and was stored in a tall, thin thermos flask a meter high encased in lead. Additional substances said to be employed in the experiments, referred to as Leichtmetall or light metal, included thorium and beryllium peroxides. Witkowski describes Die Glocke when activated as having an effect zone extending out 150 to 200 meters, and for us who aren't jerk-offs, 490 to 660 feet, okay? Within the zone, crystals would form in animal tissue, blood would gel and separate, while plants would decompose into a grease-like substance. Witkowski also said that 5 of the 7 original scientists working on the project died in the course of the tests. Well, that seems reasonable. Based upon certain external indications, Witkowski states that the ruins of a concrete framework, aesthetically dubbed the Henge, in the vicinity of the Wenceslas Mine, some 1.9 miles southeast of the main complex Sokolek underground work of... This sounds like a bunch of gibberish. May have once served as a test rig for an experiment in anti-gravity propulsion generated with Diklaka. However, the derelict structure itself has also been interpreted to resemble the remains of a conventional mining industry cooling tower. I hate that when it's like, well, there's this thing. It could be for this crazy, cool, supernatural shit, or it could be this thing which looks a lot like this other thing. Witkowski's statements, along with Cook's views, prompted further conjecture about the device from various American authors, including Joseph Farrell, Jim Mars, and Henry Stevens. In his book, Hitler's Suppressed and Still Secret Weapons, Science and Technology, Stevens concludes that the violet mercury-like substance described by Witkowski could only be red mercury because normal mercury has no fluid compounds according to conventional wisdom. What? Stevens presents a story attributed to German scientist Otto Cerny as told to the then 13-year-old Greg Rowe around 1961, which alleged that a concave mirror on top of a device which seems similar in description to Diklaka provided the ability to see images from the past during its operation. So here's what we know. There might be a thing. It might be for looking into the past. It might be for... killing all things, and it might be for creating zero gravity. I mean, any way you do this one, I'm interested. I'd like to know more. I'd like to know more about what this is all about. Why not? But boy, does this seem like a... it does seem like, it, you know, maybe the time has passed for this, but it does seem... like there was a time during which you could like make up a Nazi thing and then just sort of be like, oh, this guy told me, and then he told me not to tell anyone. Why he told the journalist, I don't know. But there you go. Anyway, so there you go. Did you get your Nazi fix? You sick fuck. Did you get your Nazi fix from this goddamn show? That can't help but do its Nazi fix every so often. There you go. Well, I hope you learned your lesson. And the lesson is, crime doesn't pay, I guess. Ha 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 ha!